A Proper Governess by Casey Stockton. Read by Victoria Brazier. Chapter 1. Aurelia Berzick carried the letter clasped within a gloved fist, like it was the key to her entire future. It was, in fact, complete with employment, a roof that did not leak, and hot meals twice daily. After waking in the middle of the night to cold moisture dripping on her forehead, Aurelia would have accepted a post as kitchen maid in Prinny's exacting palace to be out of her brother's musty attic. A governess to a young boy in the beautiful Hampshire countryside was more than acceptable. It was a miracle and a godsend. Her postchaise rolled to a stop in the dusty inn yard, and with it, Aurelia released an anxious breath. She tucked the letter snugly into her reticule and cinched it tight. Her seatmate's portly arm dug into her side, pressing her into the leather-lined wall of the carriage. She looked through the window, marking the ostler while he scurried to the horse's heads, his bristly side whiskers dusty from the animals he kept company with. Aurelia's stomach rumbled louder than the horn that had heralded their arrival. She pressed a hand to it, hoping to silence the noise.
"Can't say the food here is any good, love," the gentleman said beside her. "Best not to waste good coin on it."
She had little coin to waste, in truth, but that would not stop her from exiting the carriage for a reprieve, however short it might be. She'd smelt nothing but cheese and onions since the man had taken the seat beside her. "Thank you," she said politely. Ever the lady, despite her dramatic fall in status 6 months ago. Her new position would require such behaviour of her, but that was not her chief motive for retaining her manners. Mrs. Hoskins had vouched for Aurelia when supplying this position and a reference. Aurelia would do nothing to embarrass her old governess. The door was opened and the step let down, permitting a wave of cool autumn air to permeate the stale carriage. Aurelia took the servant's offered hand and climbed out, glad her bonnet shielded her face from the harsh afternoon sun. If Mother were here, she would have considered a bonnet insufficient and recommended a parasol be added. Aurelia banished the thought. Mother was in Ireland, seeking refuge and safety away from England's watchful eye, thus excusing herself from carrying an opinion on Aurelia's actions any longer. Besides, Aurelia was a well-bred lady in her own right. She was about to be entrusted with the instruction and guidance of a young boy. Surely she could manage her own sun exposure. Giving the carriage and horses a wide berth, Aurelia crossed the yard toward the inn. A weathered board swung above the door with a red lion painted across it, chipped and worn with age. She did not wish to waste money on distasteful food, but surely they would not charge her for a glass of water. The door burst open. "Careful, ma'am," a groom said, sidestepping in time to avoid colliding with her. His arms went up in frustration. "We've a rowdy party indoors." She paused at the threshold.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?